Podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, show number 71, featuring me, Absolute Amy, the creator of the one and only X-Cube.
For what it's worth,
it's Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
To pay for gas outside with credit card, press 1.
Nope.
To secure a loan and pay monthly installments, press 2.
Tempting.
To mortgage your house, press 3.
Are you kidding?
To sell one of your kidneys.
Oh, there we go.
Press 4. Thank you. Insert kidney into basket now.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of Central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long, it goes on and on.
If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it. Would I still be wrong?
Yes.
I guess I should.
Hey, did you do that kidney thing? Because my cousin got a kidney transplant this week.
Oh.
He did.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
That's the Notorious Cherry Bombs doing.
Well,
hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It really is nothing to do with Absolute Amy. I just ran across it in my...
He likes to really try to tease me a lot
yes.
on that.
So I thought, I was trying to actually find something nicer, and I'm like, no, I really want to do
really,
this.
So, I really like the song.
Yeah, so I'll go with what my first inclination was. But no, yeah, I forgot your cousin did get a kidney transplant. No, I did that because gas prices are so high, but...
Was it this week or was it... No, it was actually the end of last week.
It was over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
So, yeah, the call came and everything. He's been on the waiting list for 4 or 5 years, and they found a match.
So far, as we know?
So far, so good. Hopefully everything will continue down that path. And today I got my little letter from Jesse White that said, thank you for being an organ donor.
Weren't you always an organ donor, though?
Well, I was, but now you have to re-sign up.
Oh, really?
So when I did the in the mail...
You renewed your driver's license.
I renewed my driver's license.
Because your birthday's coming up.
In the mail, yes. Let's not talk about that. so we renewed that, but then I got the little thank you letter because now, Matt, they don't have to contact you.
They don't have to contact me or you?
If I am smashed in a car and
they start harvesting you.
They can harvest, which is fine. Now, my mother is very opposed to this because she thinks they'll lay you on the table and let you die and they won't save you. But I really don't really think that that is the case. So I went ahead and... But honey, my wishes are that if...
To lay you on the bed and not save you?
if things are not good...
And you have a DNR.
If I'm brain dead and you're there and you're not brain dead and you're...
I'm brain dead every day. What are you talking about?
You tell them, go ahead and help somebody else out.
But she can still talk. No, unplug it, unplug it. She's saying no. No, unplug it, unplug it.
So I thought when you played that, I'm like, that's kind of weird that you did that.
No, that was all about gas prices. I forgot about that.
Oh,
kidney,
the gas prices, yeah.
That you practically have to...
I didn't have to fill my gas up since I've been off. It's been a month.
You went a month without filling your tank. That was just sickening. It's not like you drive a...
Sickening? You should be thrilled.
I know, but you'd think you drove a
moped.
When
you drive, what, 4 miles a day?
Yeah.
Well, eight. I think it's eight. I think that's what I tracked it at.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at my knobs.
And it'll be even less now in a couple weeks.
Why is that? Oh, because Luke won't go to school.
Luke won't be in school.
Yeah, you'll probably have the same tank of gas all summer.
Well, maybe for at least a month.
Okay. Well, by the way, welcome to Red Boy Podcast, episode number 71.
Doo doo doo.
Absolute Amy. Yeah, if you hear some cartoon crap in the background, Luke's still awake watching, I have no idea why.
Jimmy Neutron.
Along with Absolute Amy, the creator of the X-Cube. Yeah. You have not heard of the X-Cube. Amy invented it, so you don't have to. No,
don't
threats.
Worry, I completely humiliated and embarrassed my husband.
Amy was on Extra Life Radio, was it Tuesday night, I guess?
Yeah.
Show 89 of Extra Life Radio. Yes. And they were asking if we game. They're gamers and comic book guys, and they're asking if we game. And I was just doing the production. I had my mic turned off. And Amy's like, yeah, I think we have X-Cube. And holy crap, if those guys didn't just tear into that. Oh, my God, that was funny. It was hilarious, dare I say.
It was very funny.
So, yeah, they thought Absolute Amy was entertaining with her. But now they do have a actual, I'll put it on our blog, too, a picture of the elusive X-Cube.
Yeah, and I had a great time on the show. Those guys are so much fun.
If you go over to myextralife.com.
And you don't have to be a big gaming. Just, I mean, you know, it was a fun show. I mean, I was sitting there going, oh, no, when you told me, I'm like, I don't know anything about comics, but I'm like, no, wait a minute. I like X-Men.
And you obviously know nothing about video games.
And I do know nothing about.
You know, the X-Cube doesn't exist. You know that?
I do now. They have helped me with that.
But there is an X-Cube.
There's some weird, I don't know. Yeah. But in a game, it's not.
Yes.
But I've always called your thing. I'm like, what's that X-Cube? Well, you're like, it's not an X-Cube.
The problem is we have an Xbox and a GameCube. And Amy somehow morphs these two items together into one.
And mind you, it's been very difficult to me. I will go to a store
and buy
around the holidays and say,
I need an X-Cube game.
I don't know what it is. This is Xbox and this is this, but where's the
X-Cube?
It's
black. Does that help?
No, I don't have a clue. I'm sitting there going, I don't know what it is.
I think it takes a disc.
So, yes. No. See, aren't I terrible?
You are. You're hilarious.
So, gift card from Best Buy.
I buy my own X-Cube
game. They didn't have what you wanted.
They didn't have the X-Cube
game. But you know what? I know they'll get it in soon.
Maybe they'll have Mini Mario Brothers. It says Super Mario Brothers. Sorry, that's a lame one.
I don't know. Crash Bandicoot.
You lost track
of
video games of the Atari 2600.
Now, remember we played Crash Bandicoot when we first started going out.
On the PS1.
Remember he go, wubba, wubba. That was like one of the only ones because it's like one of these stupid little jump. You could jump and time it. I'm an old Pitfall Harry person. I could play that for hours.
Like I said, you quit progressing with video games at Atari 2600. So.
I know.
All right, let's please continue on. We will never. We're on line one.
We're the bad gamers.
Yes.
Hey, for any kind of tips or anything,
don't call us.
Don't listen.
We are not known for your.
Go
home.
Over to Extra Life.
Yeah, go see.
Go to myextralife.com and see those guys.
Go to redboypodcast.com too, but not for any gaming comic tips. So. And on that same idea, you were on there because the Tripod Network, we're doing a swap to co-host deal.
Because you guys have decided that May is Sweeps Month or something?
Yes.
May is. And well, it's Sweeps Month for everything else.
Well, Aaron declared it Sweeps Month. So all the guys on Tripod Network said, hey, sounds like a good idea to us. We have nothing else to do.
It's Sweeps Month.
So we swapped all the co-hosts. So you went over to Extra Life, along, and Kristen did too. Except Kristen from Manic Mommies. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Kristen was on Extra Life Radio. She had an internship with Marvel Comics, met Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah, she's so cool.
Her geek cred was, like, out the roof.
Amy gets on there
and invents a game console.
No, I'm sitting there, and we listen to the show.
Ying to a yang.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, man, this is going to be bad, because she, like, is, you know, no, she's done all these cool things, and I'm sitting there going, oh, boy.
Yeah, not so much for you.
So then I open up my mouth, and insert the foot.
And invent your own gaming system. Now, if you just write all the code around it, you'd be set.
I would be. If I knew what that meant, I would be set.
So episode 72 of the Red Boy Podcast was slated to be Andrew, but Andrew is in like some kind of broadband internet hell down in Florida.
He's being held there.
Yeah, we tried last night and failed miserably. So
he got kicked off of the show that I was on too. Yeah, so he's having some serious issues.
And they do another show too that we're not sure if he's going to get to record that either. So such is life, I guess. But anyway, on with our show. So we'll get Andrew on here eventually. So, and thank you to Aaron. Aaron offered to step in if we wanted to get it done in May. But we're willing to be that last leg of sweeps month. We'll drag it into June if we have to. So, and part of the swap, Brian from Hometown Tales was on Me and the Bean. Brian's daughter is about three, I think, a little over three. Her name is Maggie, and they adopted her from China, too.
That is so cool.
And our daughter is
so
Maggie.
So Brian and I were on the same show and didn't even talk about that?
No, Brian from Hometown Tales.
A different one. Okay, different
that's
Brian.
That's a whole, yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know, it is.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't think it's the same Brian.
That's
I know
cool,
it's not
though.
The same Brian from YouBuyNow.com.
Okay, I don't, well, but I don't anyways. Well, this is kind of cool.
So, yeah, I'm listening.
So maybe Brian could be on our podcast and we're going to talk about
maybe adopting his wife
him.
Would even be on.
It could be fun. We could do a whole little thing and talk and
talk about
exchange.
Our Maggies. Yeah.
That would be great. The Maggie
so
show.
They're almost the same age and they're both named
is
Maggie.
Is she a Margaret?
Oh, I would assume. I don't know. We'll have to ask him. I haven't sent an email to him.
Interesting. How exciting. Well, congratulations to them, too.
Yes. And Amy, your chocolate spread is on its way from Israel, or Carol will be podcasting alone this
week.
Oh,
no.
I don't know if Carol knows how to work the gear, but she's threatened.
She'll make Charlie just be silent.
She said something about Charlie's being lazy or something. I don't know. She was digging on him. So someday this, I don't even think, you know what, at this point, I don't think it exists. There's no such thing as chocolate spread.
Yes, there is.
I think they're just going to tell you to melt your own Hershey bar and pour it on some bread or something. What do you put this on anyway?
I'm going to put it on white bread because that's what they said. And I'm going to dip my pretzels in it. I've got a whole little game plan.
It's going to be gone in like 2 days. You watch it.
Well, I had a chocolate fit this week and I made myself those gourmet brownies. That was and now they didn't last 4 days, but they did last three.
Yes, you were having a bit of a... you're having a calendar...
It was either...
Munchy...
Make the brownies, or I was going to eat everything else in the house because I'm craving chocolate.
She's not pregnant. It's just...
You know.
Once every 30 days, she craves chocolate. You do the math, kids.
PMS, Matt. Oh!
I wasn't going to use that filthy word. I don't want the men on the male listenership to cringe. So, Amy, I have some sad news.
What?
Red Boy. Red Boy is, this is Red Boy's theme song for 2 years in a row, and I'm not liking it.
You're not going to Cali.
That's the point. Listen.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. So
I know, and you know what's disappointing about this? Is because I had finally came to you and I said, you know what, darn
you,
it.
You wanted to go too.
I go, I'm going because this is right before our anniversary, and you're not going on a free vacation without these kids and leaving me at home with them.
Yeah. So, and that's how we came to figure out I couldn't go myself.
Exactly. So you call your mom.
I call my mom.
Hey, say, mom, will you babysit the kids? No.
Because that's the weekend of the conference you're going to with us.
And I'm like, oh.
So, yeah, Red Boy's going to.
So unless they switch when the podcast conference is.
They switch to other conferences. I'm not thinking either one of them is going to switch.
Yeah, it will be a long time never that you'll be going to that since you're.
And this is one of those where I really want to go to the podcast conference, but I really have to be responsible about my future, so.
And our future.
So
and our children's future.
I would love to go, but.
And your parents' future, for
that matter. I don't want them living in my house, kids, so. Unless you want to see the Red Boy podcast.
So, yeah, because I was getting mad at you, because I was like, you know what, this isn't fair. Know.
But they're not all is lost. Charlie and Carol, when they come back to the States and go to that, they're going to come back through Chicago, and we're going to go up and see them. Maybe we get Lisa and Joe from Cheap Date. They're up in Arlington Heights up there. So anybody
that might be fun
around there, maybe we can have a mini conference up there for the losers who, like us who can't make it all the way
out there.
That
would just be fun.
Anyway, so.
Let me go to Chinatown, have Chinese.
Oh, we had some feedback. I learned something new, that if you have Skype voicemail, you can leave voicemail for other people.
I know. That was so cool.
We don't have voicemail, and we can't leave it, and we can't get it. But if you have voicemail, you
can
leave
it. Why don't we have it?
I should just buy it. It's like $12 a year or something. It's not very expensive. So I, all of a sudden, I stumbled across and realized people are leaving us messages like Me and the Bean.
Amy, it's Me and the Bean.
Hey, you guys. We have been in your house.
Yes.
We really like that burgundy tablecloth.
I mean, no. Didn't you keep remembering who was being on the seat? That's me.
And I'll have you know, we kept that gingerbread house for 4 months after Christmas.
Yes, kept it for 4 months.
So.
And I'm all into destruction, so it was me that came up with the idea. He was going around with his little plastic axe, and I was like, let's let him beat the heck out of that house.
Yeah, we were going to put it out for the birds or the squirrels or whatever, but c'est la vie. Oh, and your chairs are totally way better, because ours break.
I told you.
All the time. Like, the leg supports fall out, and we have to glue them back together.
Yeah, but we're closer to the furniture capital of the world, so.
I don't think that counts.
I think we get extra points for that.
No, no extra points.
They're way
but
cool.
We really love you guys' show.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, so fun.
We will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
See ya.
They crack me up.
They do. They're no, I looked at I looked at a close up. That tablecloth is our tablecloth.
That is the same tablecloth.
No, our chairs
now,
are better, but
if the bean is true, if the bean and I are truly alike,
yeah.
She probably has one that's in burgundy that I bought one that has poinsettias. Because
yeah.
Remember I thought I was buying a different
yeah.
shade of
this
burgundy.
That's exactly the same.
Come home and buy the exact same color. But it has poinsettias on it for the holidays. So
how very different of you.
It was.
Yeah. Not really, though.
But I think this next year, I think we will let Luke destroy the...
tablecloth?
The gingerbread house.
Oh, okay. Sure, why not?
I just pitched it.
Oh, we did. Just threw it in the garbage.
You know, the bird idea is not a bad idea either.
You know what? A bird will break his damn beak. I don't even think the squirrels would eat that thing.
Break his beak.
Poor squirrel will be like... Poor squirrel's gonna be like, what kind of crap are you think we people would think we're gonna eat out here? Give me a break.
Oh,
all right.
That's funny.
We're gonna skip one thing, Aime, but we had a new listener, and I'm gonna apologize in advance. I'm sure I'm gonna say it's wrong. According to whatever on Blogger, it's S-I-U-Y-E-E.
Sui?
Sui? I don't know.
Sui?
But we're talking about plastic surgeries for Parents' Day. So they're very popular in Korea that parents actually give them also to kids for their graduation gift.
Wow.
Congratulations, Aime.
Here's
a set of boobs.
Well, remember, we were at someone's house, Matt, for a cookout, and remember that one girl?
Oh, yeah. She had a job.
That was just here in little old Bloomington.
And they did a great job on her, let me tell you.
They were very perky.
They were.
And what? She was also wearing a terry cloth dress that night, too.
Did she have a head? I missed
it was
that.
Looked literally, the dress was a towel, and I was like...
They were hanging off. They were kind of hanging off her.
I'm going to just tell you that I was sitting there going, okay, wow, girls do really want to look and
girls really
act,
do want to have fun, Aime.
Look and act as stupid as Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I was enjoying the view.
You were. You were like gawking. You were sitting there going,
no, I wasn't.
Holy cow. And you kept going, do you think those are real?
Here, let me try them out here.
Man, Edwards.
Hey, she was of age. Ow. and you're going to have to.
You couldn't afford her.
This is a note I wrote here that's not on your list, Aime.
Yes.
You're going to have to protect me from the geekdom of podcasting.
Why?
All these guys doing World of Warcraft are trying to get me into this World of Warcraft thing. They say I need to do it.
Yeah, no.
But I see how they become addicts.
How much does this cost?
I have no idea.
Yeah, see, there you go. No, you can't do it.
All right, somebody report.
I'm sure
email.
It probably costs thousands of dollars over time. Yes, I'm sure it does.
I'm not sure if I play it for like the next 200 years.
I don't know. Thousands of dollars.
Somebody
that's
reports me the cost to get into Extra Life.
And I'm going
to
guarantee you it'll always be too much.
It's might need an underwriter for this project. Somebody want to pay for Red Boy? Speaking of underwriting and
we
research,
can put a little thing on there like Charlie has on his, and they could do a fun.
No, I want to do that to buy one of those new MacBooks.
Oh!
I'd rather get a new MacBook, but I don't think we...
I don't think you'd ever be able to get enough. An iPod is a little different.
Well, and I started to figure out, all right, given the number of listeners we have, we probably need about everybody to give $100 to
so
get to it.
So. Or, it maybe be like five years and it'd be something new.
Speaking of research, which we really weren't, but I'm just forcing the segue, we have a doctor in the house, and he sent us a voice comment. His name is Dr. Agass. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello, my name is Dr. Agass, and I am here doing research on the female species. It has come to my attention that there is the possibility that the female species does indeed flatulate. On several occasions, the female kind has been caught on audio flatulating. The first ever recorded audio flatulence of the female kind was recorded by a specimen by the name of Dawn.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, could you hear that?
Yeah. Sierra Nevada barking spiders. You know what? I was recording right then, too.
You were indeed.
Yeah. See? I had record pushed, yeah.
On May 11th, 2006, another specimen by the name of Absolute Amy was caught on audio flatulating.
Get Elliot, except they did fix his teeth.
This is not for what it's worth, Amy. I pray to God the mics picked that up.
No, I hope they didn't.
All right, do you want to do Aussie Tom this week? Or you want to?
So at some point in my career, I plan to prove that the female of the human species does indeed flatulate. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm crying.
Thank you, Dr. Agass. I don't know if yours was louder than Dawn's or if our mics are better.
And I have not heard it. Apparently. So that was hysterical.
You hadn't heard all that?
No, I didn't listen to the show.
Yeah. Apparently we have Sierra Nevada barking spiders here too. I did not know that.
That is so funny. I am crying.
So I hope Dr. Agass continues his research of the flatulence of the female species. Apparently it happens in the Red Boy podcast household.
Apparently it must happen on couples cast. Why don't you guys ever let them rip?
Because we know the mic's turned off.
No, because you can control it. We don't have control anymore.
You don't have control, Amy. That's correct.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Poor Amy. I had heard
that, but I didn't hear it because I didn't have the mics in when you played it.
And so, the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, the headphones go in your ears, mics go in.
So I didn't realize that it was that loud. Oh, now I'm being shushed by my son. Oh, I'm sorry, but that was really funny. So, you know, we're keeping it real here on the Red Boy podcast.
You don't think we don't edit? There you go, Hoss. Giddy up. No editing in on this bad boy.
Man, when I start belching.
Oh, jeez.
The alphabet later.
I'm married to a pretty one, boy. Oh, she's God. All mine. Let me
That's
tell you.
Funny. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Agass.
Dr. Agass. Continue your research, doctor. Let us know if you find any more.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Amy, how was your weekend, my love?
I don't know.
Apparently.
I'm still laughing over that. I don't know. Well, let me read here. What do we have on the notes?
I bottled my beer. It's currently 6 feet away from me.
Oh, yes.
It will be ready to be refrigerated starting tomorrow.
Man, talk about a boy who's a little paranoid.
My biggest fear is it's going to come out bad.
So what? It's homebrew. Worst is, you know what? You start your little science project all over. It's okay.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears in this.
No kidding. You tonight he comes home. He's like, I have to check it. I have to see if it's getting carbonated.
The directions say the bottle should be, they say, rock hard. And I can squeeze them a little bit. I'm like, I can squeeze them.
So you end up, because we have them under a chair in the dining room covered up.
I'm trying to find the optimal temperature.
So you remove the chair, you get them out, and you're like, come here. And so I'm like, Matt, quit squeezing these or you're going to make them explode.
That'd be a problem. I don't know.
I think they're probably okay, but you're sitting there consulting your Mr. Beer book.
Shut up.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, other shows say like, I love you, so sweet, baby. We always say, shut up and fart. And welcome to reality TV, radio, whatever this is.
I'm going to start.
Okay, so.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too, honey. Anyway.
Give me some more wine. Maybe it'll get better for you.
Apparently, we missed a tornado that moved the cornfields to Seattle this past week. It was like cloudy and cold and rainy and awful.
Oh, my goodness.
So we spent the weekend inside doing a whole lot of nothing. So Saturday, we had, like, the Brady Bunch Marathon on TV channel.
Oh, my gosh. Now, was that fun or what? Oh,
holy crap. That's, I mean, you just watch. It's like...
We didn't ever turn the TV off. We just were doing stuff all day, and we're like, oh, yeah, this is the one where Bobby and Cindy, they're going to be on the teeter-totter. They're trying to break the world's record.
Well, here's the thing I saw is Carol Brady comes home from the market, as she calls it. They have, what, eight? No, it's six kids.
Six kids
and three adults. Nine people. She comes home with two brown bags of groceries.
Hi, Alice.
I'm like, first off, Alice, take your ass to the store because I'm paying you. Second off,
she's
Carol,
cooking.
You sure as hell can't feed nine people with two bags of groceries unless you got a really good food saver in the freezer.
And you just never... Oh, Mike.
No, Mike. And Carol's got some short skirt going on.
You bet. She wore some...
Okay, sure. But I was okay with that, Amy. But then come Sunday.
Sunday, my day.
Red Boy needs to turn in his guy card.
Well, now let's talk about Mother's Day because this leads into the
whole... Mother's Day morning.
So Mother's
Day.
It was very nice.
Talk about your Mother's Day. We can pause. Why don't we pause and refresh our beverages and we'll talk about Mother's Day. Please.
Okay, we're going to pause.
Please hold. You won't know you're holding, but hold
on.
We'll
be right back.
Okay, Amy, so tell us about your Mother's Day, please.
All right, well, my Mother's Day was very nice.
Well, good. Good answer.
We all woke up.
Did you fart a lot?
I don't know. I don't keep track. We are a gassy family, but anyways. So we get up.
Yeah, hurry up.
And you guys bring me my present, which
because you
very
asked for
sweet.
It. Luke, wake
okay,
up. All
right,
my
we
present.
Are going to discuss that right now.
What?
Lists.
No. Oh, you want to do that? Okay. Well, okay, go
we'll
ahead.
We'll discuss the list because you're okay. Sitting there, you know, giving me grief because I asked for it.
Yes, you're a present.
No, you went down and got it.
No, you said, Luke, wake up. You want Daddy to go get you me? You want
I
Daddy?
Did not.
You did too. You liar. That's why I need a new mic. I'm going to record every moment of our life so I can prove you wrong.
Anyway, so besides the fact.
Okay.
So you went down and you got.
I brought the present up to you.
You got the present for me, which is very nice.
We didn't do breakfast in bed. We decided we'd do a brunch later because we had to do church and blah, blah, blah.
So I opened my present and you gave me my purse.
Yes.
It was very nice. But then I had to open it up.
And you, things inside.
And there was a couple of things inside. And you guys, I have been wanting, ladies, you all know about those circle pendants that have the diamonds on them. Well,
must have been on Oprah or something. Or not.
Well, they're very, very
they're
popular,
all over. Yeah.
Except I took you and even showed you examples and told you, do not get me diamonds. Get me crystals or cubic zirconian because I don't care. I need a knockoff. Doesn't matter to me. And I said, yeah, this is nice. I showed you some sizes. Well, you took Luke, which was very sweet.
Well, that's a low. It's a knockoff, so it's a low
so
budget
Luke
item.
So Luke picked me a huge.
It's
like it's this gigantic circle.
Don't judge her by the rocks that she's got. She's still Amy from the block.
I've got the bling bling going on.
She is. Yeah. She's rolling in her Escalade.
So
I put spinners on the Saturn.
I wore my big beautiful.
But your son was very proud of what
he
picked out
for
you.
Yes, he was very excited, and I like it. I will wear it.
Yes. And then you got a little gift card to the mall.
I got a little gift card so I can go shopping later. So that was very
because you like to shop.
Sweet.
So that the part of the gift is you get to go pick out your own thing
and
you get to go
get
shopping.
Away.
And you like to, yeah, exactly. You get to get out of the house, go to the mall, and spend
So when do I get
I don't know. I keep offering. You don't go. So.
Anyways, no. So anyways, it was very nice. And then when we went to church, we got home. And we stopped at one of the grocery stores, and you got stuff for brunch.
Wow, you're putting way too many details in
okay,
this.
And then you came
we
home.
We came home and we cooked breakfast.
And you cooked breakfast.
But
and
Luke
it was
also
wonderful.
Brought home from school a little flower card that he made.
My lovely painting.
We'll take a picture of him putting on our
Flickr. I love it.
It has hands for the
it's
flower.
It's a flower, yeah.
His feet are the petals.
Oh, it's adorable. And our son has very large feet.
Yes, well, I have
and
big feet
hands, too.
Big hands, big feet. That's
yeah.
What I have.
Big gloves,
big
shoes.
Exactly. So you had a very nice Mother's Day. So, but then
really
Mother's
sweet.
Day afternoon, as it's continuing to be like Seattle here in the cornfield.
Yeah.
I don't know what channel it was. Had a Gilmore Girls marathon.
Yes.
And to that date.
It was on the Family Channel.
I had
something.
Never watched
We've,
a
I've,
single.
I've seen
no.
A few episodes.
I never watched it. All of a sudden it's on. I start watching.
So we start watching this.
Next thing I know, I'm getting pissed because it's like back to back to back, right? It's a marathon. They skip like one episode to kind of compress
it all. No,
it was
several. It was several. It was like because they went over several seasons.
All of a sudden, like, you know they're going to break up. And the next episode, they've been broken. I'm like, hello. I didn't see the breakup.
Well, and let me mind you, it was rainy all day on Mother's Day. It was a crappy, rainy Mother's Day.
I don't need to justify why I was sitting on my damn couch.
No,
I need
but
to justify
Mother's
why
Day,
I'm a straight male watching Gilmore Girl marathon all freaking day.
Yeah, we watched it all day. Now we're trying to figure out. Have we caught up? We have to check the listings because we're going to watch it this summer.
Yeah. Oh.
It's going to be our show. I know it's on UPN.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to turn in my guy card.
But it really was a cute show.
Yes, it was.
We did enjoy it. Even you did.
I know.
So, okay. Anyways, now the next thing on the list.
Yes, Amy. Okay, there was some feedback that is a list for Mother's Day. And feel free to feedback afterwards. That's fine, too. When is a proper time for a list? Obviously, we've all heard of a Christmas list and a birthday list. But is a list for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Flag Day?
We have lists and give me ideas for everything now, in your side of the family.
My side of the family, admittedly, always are lists. I just talked to my mom tonight about, do you have some ideas for Dad for Father's
Gift Day? Ideas, list. It's a list.
Yeah. It was a verbal list, but it was still a list.
Mm-hmm. Your family has always done this from day one. Since, you know, when I was brought into the fold of the Edwards clan...
You're like, they're like, make a list. I don't know. Make a list.
And I've even been made fun of on my list for like Christmas because I will put on there, socks, nail polish, and stuff like that.
Like, where's the bling bling?
Everyone's like, okay, I have gotten return emails from your aunt saying, I need
more items.
More items. Yeah. This is your aunt and mom even made us go back and re-register for more items for our wedding, remember? Yep. So we are a list family. You always ask for lists.
But there were some who remained nameless, but there were at least one person who said that, you know, for Mother's Day or actually for any holiday, had never asked for a list from their wife.
On my side of the family, there is no list.
Which is fine.
No,
You know, my comment was to him, you know, bless you because you obviously pay attention to your wife far more than I do because I do, like, you'll be in the mall like, hey, this is a good idea. And I'm like, oh, that is a good idea. Put that in my mental Rolodex. Well, it's in, like, the mental short-term memory.
It's in file 13. Let's face it.
Unless I write it down, and I don't. So then come time for gifts, I'm like, boy, I know she said she wanted some stuff. So,
no. So anyways, we just laugh about that because your family is the list family. My family is the... Okay.
And my family's the thank you card family. Yours don't do thank you cards.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
And I always sometimes get freaked out and I even send more thank yous for stuff with your family. I'll be like, did I send a thank you? And I'll send another thank you. So, yeah. Anyways, nice. So you are the list one. And then on your Father's Day gift, for you, I get my list for you.
Not only did I not have to make a list, I went ahead and ordered myself.
Yeah, you just send me the thing of this is what I want.
Well, cause
and then you email it to me and go order it.
Yeah. I want a microphone.
So
it pretty much covers the budget.
Your son and I will go out and find you something additional, a little something from your son. And he's making you a very special present from preschool.
All right. I want to cut this short. So if you want to talk about Idol, I want to play our game.
What's our game? Oh, okay. Do we want to say Idol?
Let's do Idol in 2 seconds right now. Elliot's gone. We're down to two. It's Catherine and who?
Taylor.
It's really getting lame. Taylor should be gone.
No, I like Taylor.
I like Catherine. Mm. I like Catherine better than Taylor.
No, she's a spoiled rich girl.
I don't know. Next week's the finale.
Taylor. Go Taylor. Go Taylor. Go Taylor.
All right, let's play our game, shall we?
Shall we?
All right. Well, I'll just do the outro for it.
So we're not doing my Suits to Sweat thing?
We will if we have time.
Our daughter's a stripper?
Wait. Let's not do all the other things like you falling down the stairs and...
Oh, yeah. I fell down the stairs. I'm okay.
You decide you don't want to be a full-time babysitter.
Yeah, I'll only get fill-in. So if you live locally and you're
I do want to bring this up real quick. Babies without diapers.
Not a good thing. Our daughter has decided that she wants to be naked.
Anybody, mother, father, whatever, who knows how to keep a diaper on a baby, the only thing we've come up with is possibly duct tape.
And I'm serious about this.
Better. I'm going to staple her pants to her diaper.
Yesterday, she was in her room and she was supposed to take a nap. She didn't. I go up after about, I thought she was asleep, because usually she goes to sleep. So,
like most people.
All of a sudden I hear the, vroom, 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 vroom. I'm like, great, she's jumping in her bed.
Yep.
I go upstairs and I go up to her bed to go, Maggie, what are you doing? She's naked.
But naked.
And now we found her naked before too. But this time, I don't know how she did it, but she peed. But not only did she pee on the side of her bed, she peed on the floor through a crib.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Bad baby. Bad, bad baby. People have told me put her diapers on backwards.
We did that.
Huggies don't work.
I think the backwards just made it easier for her to take off.
All I'm going to say is it is not a good thing. I went up to her room today, and she was, thank heavens, she discovered a Cabbage Patch doll that had clothes on, and she was trying to strip it instead of herself.
Well,
so I'm like,
maybe diversion tactics.
Okay.
So anybody has any ideas, please let us know.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's play our game, shall we?
Okay.
I pay my dues time after time. I've done.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the mind that says that I'm a stormy, stab somebody on the land.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through. What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the dark desert highway, cooing in my ear. Won't smell Uncle Lita's rising up through the air.
Boy, you know what? As hard as I try to make this show shorter and shorter, all I keep doing is get longer and longer, so I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But all right, we're going to get 39 minutes seems to be our magic number.
We have
4 minutes. We're going to crank this game out here, kids.
Okay, let's go.
All right, the first one is Blink 182, First Date. This is actually your easy one of the night, Amy.
Thank you.
You should be able to get this one, no problem.
Okay.
Ready?
I dread the thought of our very first kiss. A target that I'm probably gonna miss. I dread the thought of our very first kiss. A target that I'm probably gonna miss.
I dreamt the thought of our very first kiss. I talked to Dad, I'm probably gonna miss.
Hmm.
Okay. I target Dad, I'm probably gonna miss. That sounds the same. I dread the thought of our very first kiss. I told your dad I'd probably get a miss.
I think it would be number one.
I dread the thought of our very first kiss. I target Dad, I'm probably gonna miss.
I target Dad, I'm probably gonna miss? Is that what they said?
I dread the thought of our very first kiss. A target that I'm probably gonna miss.
A target that
I dread the thought of our very first kiss.
And that's my easy one.
That is your easy one. Man, trust me, the last one, you're going to kill me. You're just going to say, screw you. The next one's Will Smith, Miami. I'm not going to Miami this year. I went to Miami last year.
I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
I never seen so many Dominican women.
Really?
I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
I've never seen so many bare naked women with tans.
Yeah.
I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
I never seen so many women with bear in hands.
No.
I never seen so many Dominican women for sale.
No.
I've never seen so many bare naked women with such sand.
No.
I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
Tans. It's a tans one.
Well, none of them have been there yet. The actual answer is I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
Cinnamon tans.
I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. See how it sounds so bad?
You know, it doesn't matter.
I've never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans.
Cinnamon tans. I get it now. I love Will. In fact, the other day when I was walking, I was listening to him.
Welcome to the cornfields. Bienvenido a the cornfields. Sorry. I digress.
I love Will.
This whole show's a digression. Okay. See, look how
I love Will
Smith. How much
time
I put into playing this, putting this game together. It takes us like 30 seconds to get through it.
Come on, let's go.
All right. This is a new group.
A new group.
I don't know how to call it. But the song is King Without a Crown. All right, you ready, Amy?
Yeah.
With the demons ran all around to bring me down to negative, but I believe, yes, I believe, I see the I believe.
Let me guess, you got the I believe part, right?
With the demons ran all around to bring me down to negative, but I believe.
Is this from my brother-in-law?
No. This is actually, I have the live. This is the live version I'm doing.
The live version.
With the demons ran all around to bring me down to negative, but I believe. Yes, I believe. I see the I believe.
I believe.
Okay, well, you got the yes, I believe. I said I believe.
Okay.
I don't have any guesses. It's. It wasn't on the site that I go to, so, and I didn't have time to have my coworkers say, dibba 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 da. Okay, microphone.
You are a dork.
With these demons surround all around to bring me down to negativity, but I believe, yes, I believe, said I believe. Listen for the word demons.
With these demons around all around, bring me down.
No. I can't say it. Anyway, something about demons surrounding blah, blah, all blah, right. blah, blah. And
you
get New Jack
Swing on my nuts. You've been listening to What the Hell Did They Say?
The party was nice, the party was pumping.
The hottest game to sweep the podcast nation. This game and its likeness are copyright Red Corn Industries, LLC, void in Rhode Island. See you next time here on the Red Boy Podcast for What the Hell Did They Say?
Kids, there we go. 39:50. Oh, it's gonna be over 40. 39, but that's right.
I always feel. Why do you have to rush us?
Because people don't want to listen to us this long, Amy.
There's people. Sure, they do. They're listening. They're waiting for me to fart again.
There's people that do their show in 25 minutes. I'm giving you a bonus 15. I'm giving you a bonus 15. Because for our listeners, this is not a bonus time. For them, most of them gave up when they heard, "Oh, this is the last segment." Bye.
No, they love that segment.
All right. Thank you for joining us once again at the Red Boy Podcast. We'll be here next week in the cornfields waiting for you kids to join us. Visit us in the meantime at redboypodcast.com. Email redboy@redboypodcast.com. Amy@redboypodcast.com. Voicemail, please. Or, you know, do the Skype voicemail. Maybe I'll find it. Who knows? 206-888-GEEK. That's 206-888-4335. I don't know. Z and Z got their t-shirt for the other game we all played, right. So you never know. We may just randomly give away a shirt. You never know what kind of craziness goes on here at the cornfields.
Yeah, they do.
None. Yeah. So, anyway, kids. Anything else to add to this, Amy? I think when I get my new mic, we're going to do a week-long show, and instead of doing, like, what happened during the week, we're going to record it live as it happens. Ultimate reality podcasting.
Wait, you're going to follow me around?
No. No. You really probably won't be in it, because it'll be me and my mic.
Oh, well, that'll be thrilling.
Join us next week for the solo cast. Just absolute Amy. Let's see how she figures this crap out on her own. I love you.
I love you. You're so cute.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
He's got the super headphones on
tonight,
folks. I
have my mega headset on.
So, well,
we should take
what?
A picture and put
this
it on
the
This
has been a lot of fun.
This has been a thrill a minute, Amy.
And you're really dragging it out now. Oh.
All right, kids. On behalf of Absolute Amy, this is Red Boy saying we are
out.
Out. Now this is where I try and slowly transition to the song I want to play. Good night, kids.
Who has the show you need the most? Charming host is a congenial host. What do you do when you know someone that talks too much, goes on and on? Just give up, give him a microphone. His name is Red Bond. He's got a